Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dream Finders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton, along with Jaguars defensive end Jared Odrick. Last AFGM of the year. I think I've saved the best for last. You tell me.
I think so. I mean, but I think really highly of myself. So.
Well.
I mean, but I think that's important.
Well, I do too, especially in this league. You've got to play with an edge. Let's start with our first one. We'll get it out of the way. The first topic is obviously defense. How are the guys? Are they a little defensive about the way it's gone the last couple of weeks?
It's tough not to be defensive, but I think we do a good job of being the opposite. I'm not sure what that is. And so the thing is that, you know, there's a lot of guys like, you know, Roy who and Tyson. I can't really say enough about the D-line that I'm with.
Right.
And the empathy that is shown and the understanding between one another. And I think that's one thing about being on a team that's a huge hidden benefit that a lot of people don't see is the family aspect. And I think in times like this and times of success, I think are pretty vital.
Is it tough to be on the side of the ball that's not doing as well when the other side is doing well?
No question. Yeah, no question. You know, because you feel obviously an obligation not to the team, but to supplement the other side of the ball. And when you're not doing that on a high level, you know, there's a couple different ways that could go. But you want to, you know, push to get that better and get that right.
Julius talks about the first year of an offense. And when they've struggled on that side of the ball, he always goes back to, don't forget, it's the first year of the offense. There's a lot of new guys on the defensive side. You and Scuda, they bring in Sergio and Devon House. Is there something to that? I mean, can you see where the upside is in time?
I think, you know, it builds continuity, you know, when you're able to keep people together like that. And I think sometimes in the sports world and just the world in general that we live in now where everything is just so fast-paced, you know, ADD and it's, you know, if you're liking 20 pictures in 20 seconds, you know? So the thing is, I think sometimes in the world that we live in, we forget that there's value in continuity and there's value in keeping guys together and there's value in building and growing together. And I think that's something that'll happen here.
The next topic is Duval, which is very different than Dade, isn't it? This is just a different place.
Yeah, it is a different, but I'd call Dade a different place. That's a different place. Duval's more like the rest of America.
Does that fit you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. I mean, I enjoyed myself down in Dade, no question. But I think, you know, in terms of an American living like the rest of America, I think Duval kind of, you know, is along that line.
You know, it's interesting. You came here to a building franchise, and really, this is a building city. I mean, it's a place that hasn't quite found its legs yet also. Did that interest you?
Yeah. I think throughout my whole process of signing here, when I was here and doing all my initial interviews before I knew anybody here, you know, I repeated the phrase, a city on the rise, and, you know, it felt like it and it feels like it, you know, and I think, you know, like you said, people are kind of looking for its legs and in terms of a direction to go, but it's, you know, those types of things don't happen overnight, and I can say the same about the organization and the team, and it's a constant process, and but people are committed inside and outside the organization.
Well, I mean, you see what the owner's done. You know, those great big boards. And it didn't take long, by the way, for the folks to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, that's a connection.
I had to ham it up a bit. Yeah. You know, I had to ham it up and pop those eyes out.
Well, you have a big personality.
It's there all the time.
Yeah. But
it's there.
But in Miami, I think, you know, when you look at just that whole community and everything that's down there, that can get lost. There's lots of big personalities there.
Yeah.
There aren't in Duval.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes sense. You know, there are some games in Dade, you know, where you would walk in and there's an orange carpet entrance, you know, as opposed to there'd never be an orange carpet or red carpet or any type of teal carpet, or at least I don't think, not yet, until we find our legs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different place, and I really enjoy it. You know, the thing is that in Miami, you have, especially when I was there, you had the heat. And, you know, LeBron had come down and, you know, everything was heat. And they were on television probably, I think, like a record amount, like every 3 seconds they were on television or whatever it was. And so, there was a lot of different things going on. And especially if you go even further south down to South Beach, you know, there's personalities and entertainers all over the place, all over all the time. And so things can kind of get, you know, mixed in that. And where football was kind of, second rate almost.
Our next topic is Dos Equis, and you know where I'm going with this. I think you're probably the most interesting guy in that locker room. And I say that as a compliment. And so let me ask you, if I tell you that I perceive you as a contrarian, do you take that as a compliment?
I am, because I don't know what it means.
Okay. But what I'm... You do, too. I see the books you have there. No, no. You are always willing to offer the second opinion. You're always willing to say, yeah, but, devil's advocate, however. It's interesting to come and get your perspective, even though, by the way, I know if sometimes I'm going to get shut down. But that's okay. Is that just you having fun, or is that who you are, and where does it come from?
Yeah, that is who I am, to be a part of the contrary. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, sometimes I don't feel like I'm having fun if, you know, I can't play devil's advocate. Right. Or I don't feel like I'm having fun if I can't question what everybody else blindly, you know, goes into or follows. And, you know, I got a tattoo on my back that says, I am not led, I lead, you know, and it says it in Latin. And I feel like I kind of live that, where it's, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, march my own path. And hopefully not, you know, be a rebel rouser. But at the same time, it's, you know, I guess, yeah, I take that as a compliment. It's who I am, and I think I have more fun when I do that.
Where's it come from? Your mom, your dad, a teacher?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, both. Both my mother and my father. My father will sit there and question stuff, and, you know, for days upon days, hours, whatever it is, you know, and we'll argue, and likes to argue and banter and, you know, and kind of, I guess debate. But, and then my mother, is kind of a bit more sharp, in that, where she won't let things linger. And so it's a nice cocktail of things that I got from my parents, but, yeah, definitely, you know, my upbringing and, you know, a lot of my friends and the people that I hung out with and grew up with, yeah.
We're going to come back to this at the very end, but we got to get onto our next topic, which is next. What's post-NFL for you? I mean, I know you just signed a brand new deal, you're in your late 20s, you've got plenty of time, but where's Jared Odrick when football's done?
Not sure yet. You know, whenever somebody asks a question, my palms start sweating.
No, I think you eagerly anticipate the opportunities that are there for you.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, the continuing chapters of Jared, and that's third person. And I think it's cool, you know, in to gain perspective the way that I have, and you know, and I'd like to keep having it be cool like that. But I don't know. You know, The more I do, and the more you kind of throw yourself into things and kind of just say, okay, I'll learn on the fly, you know, the more I'm coming to understand that's how you are going to learn, and that's how you do get into your next thing. So I'm going to try to keep sticking my toe in the water and all different types of things and see what sticks.
So the acting career, I mean, is that something, or is that too shallow?
No, I've thought about that, if it's too shallow, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, the thing is that, you know, you want to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that you have being an NFL football player, and the leverage that provides in terms of the rooms that you can walk into and the hands that you can shake. But at the same time, you don't want to take it too far and think that you're some actor or part of the movie world or anything that you want to do, whether it's photography or whatever it is, as I name my favorite hobbies, or want to hobbies. You know, the thing is that you don't want to sit there and think that you can do it just because you've got the leverage and just because you can put your foot in that door. And I think, you know, there needs to be a respect there of the different arts and crafts of the different realms. And I think I try to respect those. At the same time, not blow them up so much to say that I couldn't do it or get myself into it. So I think with time and with experimenting and spending time with different groups of people, as long as I'm willing to branch out and try to make friends. Making friends is tough as an adult sometimes. As an adult male, it's tough making new friends.
But as a professional football player, I imagine
that too. That too, because it's, you know, it's the first thing that's talked about when you walk into the room, no matter what room you're in. You know, I did a pro Hollywood boot camp where I got to sit down with writers in a writer's room out in LA a couple of years ago, and that was a subject of conversation more than it was, you know, me coming there to shadow them.
Right.
You know, so sometimes it's tough, you know, because you want to be able to just be a guy. But at the same time, you were this guy.
Right. People prejudge you as being a football player and a celebrity, and they want to talk about that.
Yeah, so sometimes the path is a bit skewed, and you know, you wonder if that helps or hurts.
All right, time for some quick-hitting questions. Since you mentioned photography, I know you went to Africa. What's the best mm-hmm. picture you took in Africa?
Ones that I haven't posted. Ones that I haven't posted, you know, for the kids. You know, it was really interesting out there. I got to hang out with some Bushmen. Got to go hunting at 5 a.m. and hang out with them and, you know, and see a bunch of different animals and whatnot, interact with the it was a safari, and it was the first of a series of safaris called the Thinking Man Safari. My trainer grew up 10 years in Kenya, and his father was an anthropologist in sub-Saharan Africa for over 25 years.
Wow.
And so it was his safari. So it was his father's safari that we got to have meetings in the morning and kind of overview what we were about to go see, and then we come back and we speak about it in terms of, you know, the cultural implications of both the natural world and the human world combining in the Serengeti. It was really cool.
Do you think Donald Trump can be president?
Can he? I think the American people will allow him to get really close. I'm not sure if it will happen. You know.
Do politics interest you?
Yeah, it does. Okay. It does. It does. And I spoke to Charles Barkley about it when he was here. You know, that was one of the questions I had asked him. I asked him about beginning the politics and what was the reason that you wanted to run and what was the reason you dropped out. And he spoke about, you know, actually helping people. And he found out a lot of times he wasn't in the position to actually help people as a politician, as opposed to do what above you says. And so, you know, I guess that's the line I straddle in my head. You know, do I want to answer to somebody when I'm done playing football, or, you know, do I want to answer to me?
Man, could I keep going with this conversation? Yeah. I mean, we could keep going for hours, but yeah. One final thought, and then we will do part two at some point in the future. Issue. What's your issue? I mean, if there's something that you are going to campaign for, to stand up, to rally around, something that makes you mad and passionate, what is it?
I guess, you know, I always get upset about injustice. But I don't know. There's a lot of things that I guess that come up throughout the day or throughout the week or throughout the year. I'm trying to let go of those things. Yeah. You know, I think I might have been able to answer the question better a couple years ago. I'm trying to let go of some of those things and kind of, you know, just work on me.
We'll save it. It'll be a good
one. It'll be a good one. That's like an hour long. Give me an hour.
This could be an ongoing series. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm glad that I waited because
you
have had time to grow in Jacksonville. And it's been great to have you.
Thank you very much.
Really best of luck with that knee.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. That's a few good minutes for the 2015 season. We'll keep going through the offseason. See you in a couple of weeks.